Playing to your strengths when creating a strategy is key. So understanding the case for employee networks can help form a solid basis of what can and should be achievable. The moral case is probably the reason you got involved with employee networks in the first place. Your passion to make things better and to solve problems facing certain communities. As an individual, you may only need the moral case to motivate you, and that's fine. But in strategic terms, it doesn't often move the needle when it comes to engaging people outside of your network, or at least it takes a lot more effort. Your network may have initially been set up to ensure certain protections against discrimination and bias, or to monitor pay gaps. This is an excellent foundation and can be drawn upon when you're pitching for senior stakeholder and budgetary support. It's a reminder that what you're doing isn't a nice to have or an excuse to socialise at work, but essential for the running of a safe work environment. If you can, familiarise yourself with your organisation's responsibility to abide by equality laws and keep abreast of any developments. The business case will usually be your most used of all the cases because it links most clearly to solid outcomes for the organisation, like profit and sustainability, and can be key in getting senior buy-in. You'll often be asked for proof of this, so we'll explore it in greater detail.